Hey everyone, ready to dive into cybersecurity today? It's a hot topic right now, especially with all this AI stuff going on.
Absolutely.
And you sent over a bunch of articles and podcast notes, even some of your own thoughts. And it seems like you're not just interested in the tech side of things, but also like possible career paths, which is really smart, I gotta say, considering how quickly this field changes. So for this deep dive, let's make sure you walk away with the key facts from all this material,
Sounds good.
so you really get a good handle on the whole cybersecurity landscape and how it all ties into the AI boom. Okay, so let's jump right in. One of the articles you shared, The AI Boom in Cybersecurity, talks about how computing power is just exploited. I mean, our phones are more powerful than the computers that landed us on the moon.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. But how does that actually impact cybersecurity?
Well, you can think of it this way. The same power that lets us run all these complex AI algorithms gives hackers the ability to launch much more sophisticated attacks.
Oh, I see.
So defenders have to constantly up their game to keep pace.
So it's like an arms race.
Exactly. The article also talks about the flood of data available. Everything we do online creates a data trail. AI needs this data to learn, to improve, but this data explosion also creates huge privacy risks. Does the article address that at all?
Yeah, it mentions it, but honestly, not as much as I was hoping. It focuses more on how AI can analyze this data to spot cyber attacks, like looking for unusual network traffic patterns, kind of like a super-powered security guard.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like any powerful tool, AI can be used for good or bad. The article even mentions deepfakes, those fake videos that are almost impossible to tell are fake.
Oh, yeah.
And AI-powered phishing emails are getting so good they can trick even the most careful people.
Oh, wow. You mentioned earlier how AI can help companies patch software vulnerabilities. That sounds great. But what about the potential for AI itself introducing new vulnerabilities? Has that happened?
It's definitely a possibility. As AI systems get more complex, there's always a chance for unforeseen flaws to emerge. It's like a constant game of cat and mouse,
Yeah.
trying to stay one step ahead of the bad guys.
Oh, for sure. So it sounds like this AI thing is kind of a double-edged sword for cybersecurity, right? And then there's that whole idea that cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. I saw that in one of the podcasts you shared. What did you think about that?
Oh, yeah, that's a crucial point. With everyone and everything connected these days, the attack surface is massive. Every device, every user is a potential entry point for hackers.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is. It's not just about having the latest tech, it's about everyone being security aware.
Right. The podcast gave some basic tips like using strong passwords and being careful on public Wi-Fi. But with AI, password cracking is getting so advanced. What are some other strategies beyond just longer is better? What about password managers? Do those still hold up against AI?
That's a great question. Password managers are definitely a step in the right direction. They generate and store those really complex passwords so we don't have to remember them all.
Yeah.
But AI is also evolving, so even these tools need to adapt.
So these basic tips are important, but it sounds like we need to stay informed about the latest threats and defenses. Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about what this all means for you, the listener, especially regarding careers. Your notes hinted at some interest in that, right?
Absolutely. And honestly, there's no better time to be exploring cybersecurity careers. The field is booming, and the demand for skilled professionals is huge.
Okay, so both your notes and that Cybersecurity for Everyone podcast break down careers into three main categories. The first one is the human element. Even with all this fancy tech, humans are often the weakest link.
Sadly, it's true. Think about phishing attacks. They rely on tricking people, not on exploiting some software flaw.
Oh, right.
So roles focused on things like security awareness training and social engineering prevention are critical.
So you could actually help people understand how to spot these attacks and protect themselves.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. What about the problem-solving side of cybersecurity?
That's where things get really hands-on. Penetration testing, for example. It's basically ethical hacking. You try to break into systems to find vulnerabilities before the bad guys do.
Whoa, that sounds intense.
It is. It requires technical skills, analytical thinking, and you have to stay calm under pressure.
Okay, so walk me through what that actually involves. Is it all code and like hacking tools?
It's definitely technical, but it's also about understanding how systems work, thinking like an attacker, and being creative in finding weaknesses.
So you're like a cybersecurity detective.
Yeah, kind of. But the stakes are a lot higher.
Okay, I get it. So penetration testing, cybersecurity detective. What about data and analytics? Your notes mention SIEM. What does that actually involve?
SIEM stands for Security Information and Event Management. Imagine software that acts like a central nervous system for a company's security, collecting data from every corner of their network.
Okay.
Professionals in this area use AI-powered tools to sift through massive amounts of data, identify potential threats, and provide insights that help organizations improve their security.
So it's like being a data detective, but instead of clues, you're looking for threats and all that information.
Exactly. And that's just one example. There are so many different paths within cybersecurity, and the field is constantly evolving. What's really fascinating is that you don't necessarily need a hardcore computer science background to break into it.
Really? So you wouldn't need a computer science degree to work in cybersecurity. What other backgrounds would be valuable?
You know, I actually know someone who transitioned into a cybersecurity role from marketing. They had strong analytical skills and were great at understanding human behavior, which turned out to be super valuable in a security awareness training role.
That's a really good point. It shows that skills from seemingly unrelated fields can be a real asset in cybersecurity.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, the AI boom, how it impacts cybersecurity, and why it's suddenly everyone's business.
It's a lot.
We've also touched on some career paths, and it sounds like there's a lot of variety out there.
For sure. And we're just scratching the surface. There's so much more to explore.
There is.
But I think this is a good place to pause for now.
Okay, sounds good. We'll pick up where we left off in part two. See you there.
See you then. Welcome back. It's wild to think how all this connects this AI boom, the changing threats, and the growing need for cybersecurity pros.
It is. It's a lot to wrap your head around. But I'm really curious, from your perspective, what's the most fascinating part of all this?
You know what intrigues me? It's how AI is fundamentally changing cybersecurity itself.
Oh, okay.
It's not just static threats anymore. It's dynamic, evolving ones that can learn and adapt.
So we're not just building stronger walls. We're trying to predict how they'll climb over, tunnel under, or even change the walls themselves.
That's a great way to put it. That's where AI is really powerful. It can help analyze huge amounts of data, identify patterns, and predict attacks before they even happen.
That sounds amazing. But doesn't that also raise concerns about AI being used for bad stuff?
Of course.
We already talked about deepfakes and phishing emails. But what other threats could pop up as AI gets even better?
That's the million-dollar question. One thing that worries experts is AI-powered malware. Imagine malicious software that can learn and adapt, making it super hard to detect and stop.
It's like a cybersecurity chess game, where the other side's pieces start moving on their own.
Exactly. It shows we need a whole new way of thinking about cybersecurity, one that expects the unexpected and can handle these evolving threats.
So how do we even start to prepare for something like that? Honestly, it's a bit overwhelming.
It is a challenge, but remember, AI is just a tool. It can be used for good or bad.
Right.
And just like attackers are using AI to make new threats, defenders are using it to build better defenses.
So it's an arms race, but instead of weapons, we're building smarter algorithms.
Exactly. And that's where the human element is even more important. We need skilled cybersecurity people who understand the tech side of AI and the psychology of cybercrime.
Okay, that makes sense. Speaking of those professionals, we were talking about career paths earlier. Mm-hmm. You mentioned you knew someone who went from marketing to cybersecurity.
Yeah.
What other unconventional backgrounds might be surprisingly helpful in this field?
That's interesting. You know, I recently read an article about how people with psychology backgrounds are really sought after by cybersecurity firms.
That makes sense. Understanding how people think means you can predict how they might fall for social engineering attacks and things like that.
That's it. And think about people with data science or analytics backgrounds. Their skills in data mining and pattern recognition are super valuable in things like threat intelligence and responding to security incidents.
So it's not just about technical skills. It's about having the right mindset, being able to really think critically and solve tough problems.
Absolutely. Curiosity, adaptability, and a real passion for learning are essential for anyone who wants to do well in cybersecurity.
And speaking of learning, we were talking about some website recommendations before. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Hacker News, Bleeping Computer, and Krebs on Security as good places to start. How would you describe what makes each of them unique?
Well, Hacker News is more on the technical side and community-driven.
Okay.
It's great for seeing what's hot in the cybersecurity world right now, like breaking news and new trends. You'll find a lot of discussion and debate among security pros there.
So it's like listening in on experts talking to each other.
Exactly. Then you have Bleeping Computer, which is known for explaining complex tech stuff in a really clear and simple way.
Right.
It's perfect for beginners who want to understand the basics of cybersecurity without getting lost in all the jargon.
So it's like a cybersecurity dictionary, but written in plain English.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And lastly, there's Krebs on Security, which is run by Brian Krebs, a well-respected security journalist. He does some really in-depth investigative reporting, uncovering huge cybercrime stories and security vulnerabilities.
So it's like reading a cybersecurity detective novel, almost.
You got it. It's super interesting, but it can get pretty technical at times.
Wow. So each of these sites offers a totally different view of the cybersecurity world. But there's so much info out there, it can be tough to know where to even begin.
It can be overwhelming.
What advice would you give to someone who's just starting to explore cybersecurity?
I'd say start with what interests you the most. Do you like reading about cyber attacks and how they happened? Or are you more interested in the technical side of how systems are protected?
That makes sense. So you don't get overwhelmed. Just pick a starting point and see where it takes you.
Right. And don't be afraid to really dive deep into a specific area that sparks your interest. You never know what you might find.
You mentioned earlier how AI is changing cybersecurity as a whole. But what about AI's impact on cybersecurity careers? Do you think AI will eventually replace human cybersecurity professionals altogether?
I get asked that a lot. And honestly, I don't think AI will completely replace humans.
Okay, good.
But it will definitely change the skills that are needed.
So what kind of skills will be in high demand in the future? What should someone who's interested in a cybersecurity career focus on developing?
Well, for one, understanding how AI works, its strengths and weaknesses will be crucial. But even more importantly, those uniquely human skills, critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, and communication,
right,
those will become even more valuable.
So it's not just about being a tech whiz. It's about thinking outside the box and being able to explain your ideas clearly.
Exactly. Cybersecurity is all about people, even though it deals with technology. Being able to understand and predict human behavior, both from the attacker's and defender's side, will be essential.
That makes sense. So even with AI advancing so quickly, there's always going to be a need for human expertise and ingenuity in cybersecurity.
Absolutely. I actually think the role of human cybersecurity professionals will be more important as AI becomes more common.
Okay, that's good to hear. But it also shows how crucial it is to stay up to date and keep learning new things.
You got it. Cybersecurity changes all the time, so the learning never stops. But that's what makes it so exciting.
Okay, so we covered a ton in this part, from the changing cyber threats to how AI impacts cybersecurity jobs.
Yeah, we did.
What's one key takeaway you'd want to leave our listener with?
If I had to boil it down to one sentence, I'd say, the future of cybersecurity belongs to those who are curious, adaptable, and always keep learning.
Welcome back for our final part. It feels like we've been on this incredible journey, exploring where AI and cybersecurity meet.
It has been a fascinating journey, that's for sure. We've talked about the threat landscape changing, how important human expertise is, and that need to always be learning. But let's bring it back to you, the listener.
Okay, let's do that. In one of the articles you sent over, it mentioned AI being used to create a whole new kind of malware, malicious software that can learn and adapt. That honestly sounds pretty terrifying.
It is a serious concern. I mean, you think about traditional malware, it's fairly static, right?
Yeah.
It's made to do one specific thing. But imagine malware that can actually change its code, how it acts, even its targets based on the environment. That's what we're talking about with AI-powered malware.
So it's like a virus that mutates and becomes resistant to our digital antibiotics.
You got it. That's a great analogy. And it shows how we need a totally new way of looking at cybersecurity. We can't just depend on signature-based detection anymore, where we're just looking for those known patterns. We need to come up with defenses that can adapt and learn, just like the threats themselves are doing.
That's a pretty massive challenge, though, right? I mean, we're barely keeping up with the threats we already have. How can we even get ready for threats we can't even picture yet?
It's definitely a bit daunting. But it's also really exciting.
Okay.
This is where human ingenuity comes in. We have to think differently, challenge what we think we know, and come up with those creative solutions.
One of the podcasts you sent mentioned something called threat hunting. What exactly is that, and how does it fit into this whole idea of getting ahead of those future threats?
Threat hunting is basically being proactive about cybersecurity. Instead of waiting for alarms to go off, threat hunters actively look for any sign of suspicious activity, even if it hasn't triggered anything yet.
So they're kind of like detectives in the digital world, searching for clues that most people would miss.
Exactly. And to do that, they have to be able to think like the attacker, you know, really understand their tactics and predict what they might do next. It takes a deep understanding of tech and human behavior.
That sounds like an awesome, but maybe a little intense career path. How realistic is it for someone who's just starting out to get into threat hunting?
It's definitely specialized, but there are ways in. One way to get experience is through those capture the flag competitions online.
Oh yeah, I've heard about those. They're like games for cybersecurity, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're a fun way to pick up new skills, test yourself, and meet other people who are into cybersecurity. And lots of companies use them to find new talent.
That's cool. So even if someone doesn't want to be a professional threat hunter, trying out those competitions could be a good way to learn.
Totally. And it's not even just about the tech skills. These competitions usually involve teamwork, problem solving, and communication, all super important stuff for any cybersecurity job.
Okay, so we've talked about the challenges, what's exciting about this field, and even how someone might get started in this world that just keeps changing.
It does.
As we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one big takeaway you'd want to leave our listener with?
You know, I think the most important thing is to be open to the unknown. The future of cybersecurity is full of uncertainty, but that's what makes it so interesting. Be curious, be adaptable, and never stop learning.
I love that. So to our listener, we encourage you to go out there and explore, experiment, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Who knows? You might be the one who comes up with the next big cybersecurity solution. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, stay curious.